Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
What y'all thought this was? Come on. What y'all thought this was? And we welcome you in here to the Friday. And man, them Friday vibes are going to be strong, boy. Let me tell you.
Yeah, man.
Friday, April 26th. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
That's a lie. He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Hey, can I give a shout out?
I'm in God mode.
Hey, do what you do, big dog.
Do that.
Do what you do, big dog.
No, that was for you.
Oh, just for you. I'm just here today.
Niners gear on and everything. I ain't even ready to do a show.
Well, don't worry about that. Don't worry. We got this. We got this. Niners gear today is, well, because I got a hoodie on. And I don't know what's going on out here at the studio location, but by my house, they're talking about 35% chance of rain. So I was like, man, this is going to be last time maybe wear the hoodie Niner jersey combo. So let me go ahead and do that. So there's that. But I want to give a shout out to our guy Antonio Harvey. He always listening.
Yeah.
He always looking out. Just want to give a shout out. Tone always. Tone text me with some stuff, man. He'd be like, yo, what's this? What's da 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 da? I'm like, man, don't even worry about Tone. Don't even worry about it. He's like, but nah, man, nah. What the? I said, Tone, don't even worry about it, dog. It's good. We cooking. He's like,
we got to take somebody out?
No.
Do we need to take somebody out? What we got to do? Hey, Tone.
No, man, Tone's just always looking out. He's just always looking out. And he's like, what's this? I said, don't even worry about it, Tone.
Hey, man.
It's good, man. It's good. I appreciate you, though, Tone. I appreciate you. So shout out to him always.
Yeah, Tone know better than text me. I'll start World War III with whoever. It don't matter if they in the building or not. Oh, man. What do James and Kyle watch every morning, man?
Well, don't sleep on that. That is the African Basketball League.
But it's highlights of the African Basketball
League. Well, no, the game just ended.
Oh, all right. Well, because it's,
you know, I'd be tapped into this.
Well, it
stuff.
Says Eastern Conference first round.
Well, that's
fine.
What's about to come on.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
You know, it's funny. I try to get locked into like now when I say African, I don't think that's even what it's called, but it's the NBA's sponsored African Basketball League. That's why I said that.
Mm-hmm. It definitely does have a different name.
Yeah, I think it's NBL. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think. But yeah, I try to tap into that and EuroLeague.
What? You can let your imagination run wild with what that means. Goodness gracious.
But, yeah, man, you know, I got to give a shout out to the NFL draft, man. They had my attention yesterday. I mean, not solely because I was looking at the.
Look at Ryan Clark today.
Oh, Ryan Clark for day two.
Yeah, look at Ryan Clark today.
I see you, boy. That's I see you, boy.
So that's a shoot. Go ahead, because I have some thoughts on the presentation of the draft.
No, I thought it was, you know, they did a good job yesterday. As much as I'm not usually into it leading up to it, the actual draft night is always pretty cool. And
it's fantastic.
Yeah, they do a really good job with the presentation.
There's two things I love watching, and I want to talk about the presentation for a second. There's two things I love. I genuinely, and this holds true for the NBA draft as well. Uh-huh. I love watching those young brothers' dreams come true.
Yes.
I love, you know, as many jokes as we get off or as many critical things as we say about Roger Goodell, I love the interaction between the draft picks and Roger Goodell, like, they're meeting their boss for the very first time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that's and to have that reaction and for Roger to have that reaction for those guys and knowing each one of those guys is experiencing the moment of their life right there on stage with you. 100-some-odd of them are experiencing this moment right now with you. Only, you know, a handful get to do it on stage. But that's a huge moment for that individual, and Roger Goodell takes all of those moments very seriously. I think that's pretty dope. And then the fashion. Come on, man.
These guys, after much thought. They don't be going to Men's Warehouse.
After much thought.
No Men's Warehouse, but come on now.
Well, there goes that endorsement. After much thought and consideration, my opinion has not deviated from when you and I parted yesterday. I feel like I watched closely. I studied the film, Coach. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Marvin Harrison Jr. was the winner last night.
Marvin Harrison, that boy was clean. Everything was on point.
LSU.
Jaden.
Yeah. Thank you. Close second. Yeah. Or second. Marvin Harrison. The second I saw Marvin Harrison, I was like, that's the leading clubhouse right there.
Man, Marvin
that boy
clean
looked
clean
phenomenal last night.
Everything was fresh.
Yep.
The jacket was fresh. The pattern on the jacket was fresh. The jewelry was on point. Nah, he was clean. The glasses. The
CJ was out of pocket too. He called the defensive kid. He said that's the worst suit I've seen.
CJ Stroud said that.
Yeah. They was on a thing together.
I see him because he made me feel a little better. Well, I wasn't feeling bad about the Niners pick, but his reaction to the Niners pick was crazy.
Oh, CJ's?
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
All
I saw was the clip of him talking to. The young man who slipped in the draft a little bit. I forgot his name.
So CJ, the Niners make the pick or whatever, and CJ's like, Oh no.
Oh, like when the Kings drafted Keegan Murray?
well, yes and no, but for him, he wanted the receiver.
Him. Oh.
And the guy was like, yo, I haven't seen you react like that all night. He's like, dog, man. This dude can go, man. Oh, my gosh. Like, we wasn't going to take a receiver, I guess, but dang, dog.
Go. Young man out of Florida. It was Ricky Pearsall?
Yeah, I saw. I just call him Slick Rick from now on. That's his nickname, Slick Rick. Okay. You know, but Pearsall, yeah.
I'm with it.
For sure.
I'm with it.
Now I feel great after CJ's video.
Yeah?
CJ was like, yo,
were
this
were you
dude
feeling
can
some
go.
Type of way when the name was called?
I had no type of thoughts about it. I was just like, oh, wide receiver. The whole time, and you've heard me say this, we've talked about it or whatever, but this is, to me, this was always a draft to prepare yourself for 2025. You know what I mean? And that's...
Elaborate a little bit, because I know what you're talking about. You talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
But what do you mean?
There's writing on the walls of 49ers headquarters in that locker room.
Apparently that writing's in Sharpie at this point based on some of the reports that happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Before the draft and then like minutes after that selection was made.
Yeah, man. It just is what it is. One of the receivers aren't going to be there next year, whether it's Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel.
And you're confident in that.
Very confident.
Okay.
My guess is it's going to be Deebo who's going to be gone. I think George Kittle might see himself out of here. And I think Trent Williams may be gone next year. And with that, you got to prepare right now for those departures. Mm-hmm. So I've been saying, get you a wide receiver to prepare for that. Get you a left tackle. Get you a tight end, you know, in this draft to prepare for those losses. Now, will those guys be as good as these guys? There's no way I'm saying that right now. Like, we haven't even seen these guys. But you want to draft for guys that possibly can replace those guys. On top of that, Brock Purdy's contract extension is going to start kicking off. Mm-hmm. Nick Bosa will be fully into his new contract at that point. So you're going to have to get cheaper guys at a lot of different positions. And I thought that's what this whole draft would be about, because you look at the roster, in particular the starting lineup, they got all 11 offensive guys coming back. No rookies coming in and starting over those guys. And I don't think many rookies are starting over anybody on the defense, which was a top three defense last year. You may have a rookie come in and potentially battle to start interior defensive line because you lost Eric Armstead. Maybe cornerback, but that's it. Like, out of the 22 starting slots, I think like 19 of them were locked up. And that's being conservative. You might say 21 mm-hmm. are locked up. So I say all that to say, you're not drafting guys that necessarily will start this year. You're drafting guys that, number one, could be depth pieces for this year, but more importantly, their role will elevate next year when some changes are made on that roster. And I thought, you know, from everything that I've seen of this guy, from everything I've heard, not just C.J. Stroud, but everybody else, talking, yo, he's best route runner in the draft and all this other stuff. A lot of people speak really highly of this cat. And he's somebody that, you know, maybe after a year, he can just slide into the starting role in the 2025 season.
Okay. I'm anxious to get everyone's thoughts on that. Obviously, the phone line's open for you, 916-909-1320. But in particular to what you just said, obviously, we got 4 hours to talk about this. The Candlestick Chronicles crew will be with us throughout the day. Our man Kyle Madsen, yeah, man. The insiders. He's normally with us at about 12:15. He's going to be with us about 12:45. He's got some in-office business to attend to, so he'll be with us about 12:45. Just got confirmation, Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee, Kyle's co-host on Candlestick Chronicles. He's going to be with us coming up at 1:45. And then, of course, James Hamm will join us in the final hour of the show. So we've got you covered as it pertains to the Sacramento Kings and the NBA draft here today. We'll talk about the Raiders as well.
I love that pick.
Brock, he's
a problem.
I was admittedly a little frustrated with myself. I was frustrated. Yes, I caught the Raiders pick in the car listening here on ESPN 1320. Of course, you can catch the draft again beginning today mm-hmm. at 4 o'clock.
All weekend too, huh?
And yes, sir. And they make the selection, and then they throw to like a Mel Kiper pre-tape. Mm-hmm. And Kiper's like, you didn't get a tight end here. You got a playmaker. Mm-hmm. Like, you got a dude mm-hmm. who makes plays
yes.
at that position. And Kiper is raving about this kid. I don't know how they paid it off. Admittedly, I do not know how they paid this off. Mm-hmm. But I do know they play the Kiper thing. They haven't made the next selection yet. Mm-hmm. The crew on ESPN radio throws to commercial by saying, we'll come back and tell you why the Raiders are the most dysfunctional organization in the NFL. I'm like, yo, what?
What?
And again, it could have been a joke. It could have been tongue in cheek. But I'm like, yo, just throwing that after that draft selection
That's
is trash.
Crazy.
Especially after the sound clip of Mel Kiper raving about this kid mm-hmm. that y'all just aired. So again, it's my fault. I wasn't mad enough to stick around in the car and hear how they paid this off. I overall enjoyed the ESPN radio thing because when I got in the car, they were talking to Caleb Williams, and they talked to him for a really long time. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't a thing where every draft pick came over to see him. Yeah. They clearly
can do more on the radio without the visual component.
Yeah.
You can let things breathe a little bit.
They talked to him during a complete, you know, length between picks. And I really enjoyed it. Like, I really enjoyed hearing Caleb. That just throw to commercial, I thought that was whack.
No, that was trash.
I thought that was unfair to the Raiders. And it was, more importantly, it was terribly unfair
to
Brock.
What the hell was going on?
What the guy just said.
What people with two eyes would say. That dude Brock is a problem.
Looks legit.
He can go.
I'm anxious to take the temperature on these two picks. We'll talk more about it. Of course, we'll continue to talk Kings basketball. We're going to do that all offseason. Mentioned Kyle Mattson coming up this hour. Chris Biederman later on. James Hamm, final hour of the show. We've got that keyword, your last chance to win $500 today. So much more ahead. We're happy you're spending your Friday with us here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Conversation 916-909-1320. Now back to D'Lo and KC, presented by Sky River Casino on ESPN 1320.
Got a question for you. Where do you stand on both sides?
I'm gonna need Rayana to quiet down just a little bit and you hit me with that again.
Where do you stand on both sides?
Oh yeah, the DC. I don't think it's for me. But it looks great. Like, Doug looks phenomenal when he wears bow ties.
Damn, Ryan Clark, that's nice.
He looks tremendous.
That looks nice.
I don't think that color
He's
will
not
work
wearing
for me.
A bow tie,
but... Yeah, I don't think that color will work for me, but he looks incredible. And you're right, so does she. She looks phenomenal. I like that better than the jacket.
Yeah. Both of them set their game up for day two.
I think.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's Friday. Maybe they're going out after.
I like bow ties. I don't think it's a look for me. I've never tried it, admittedly. Mm-hmm. I've never tried it. I don't think I've ever desired to try it.
Yeah, I'm not. With a suit, I'm not big on the bow tie. Obviously, with a tux, that's what you got to do. I don't like the long tie with the tux. It's not a good look to me, for me. But just with the suit, I used to wasn't really feeling the bow tie too much. But in the last couple of years, I've seen it, done different ways, and I might try it in certain situations. I used to not like. I remember when the bow tie was like people were going out of their way to wear the bow tie, and I was like, it's a little corny.
See,
but now I like it.
Or Orlowski looks better, but he still doesn't look good.
He looks like
I like the skinny tie. Like I don't like
he looks like he works for TurboTax.
Somebody needs to help him. This is so upsetting. Like, he's wearing, a salmon-colored jacket. It's slightly ill-fitted.
He looks like he works on Wall Street.
Like look at 15-year-old Field Yates. Looks fantastic. He looks terrific. It's sensible. It's not overly flashy. Like, he looks good. You're right. Like Orlowski looks like he's doing your taxes. Not that there's nothing wrong with that. It's not that the tax guy's not the most stylish guy in the world. Orlowski's got to do better, man. He's got to do
Orlowski,
better.
Is he the Richard Jefferson of NFL?
I'd argue he's worse. Because Richard Jefferson.
Worse. At least.
No. Here's why. Because Orlowski just looks. He just doesn't look good. Richard Jefferson looks stupid. That's the difference.
That's why I would go
with Richard
Jefferson.
Like, Orlowski needs a stylist. Richard Jefferson just purposely looks stupid. Oh, and I'm sorry. Our guy Cody Stark is the master of the bow tie.
Oh yeah.
Cody rocks the bow tie. Yeah, so shout out to our man Cody.
Yeah.
Cody, my bad, brother. A live look at her, man. Come on, man. He looks.
Come
tremendous.
On, Cody.
Come on, man.
Come on. Hey, that's look. Our man I might be late to the show, but I'm a little bit more in on the bow tie than I was 5 years ago.
See, he looks fantastic.
Yeah, you're right.
I just haven't tried it. Maybe. Hey, Cody, maybe this is a good day Sacramento segment.
Come on now.
We bow ties with D'Lo and KC.
We get them on there.
That doesn't sound appropriate. We'll come up with a different name, but I'm with it. Cody looks phenomenal.
Yeah. I only say that because I forgot who the guy was that they were showing on here. He had the bow tie on, looked phenomenal.
I like the look that Ryan had.
More of it.
the I don't remember what it's called, but Deuce does it a lot. The flat button at the top. It has a name. Yeah, yeah. Deuce did it a lot this year.
That's a good look.
And that's what Ryan's doing. I like that.
That's a real good look. I like that.
Let's get TC in here. 916-909-1320. TC, how you feeling, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
I'm good, man. How you doing on this Friday, man?
Oh, man, just vibing, man. Tapping in with my boys and, you know, just keeping a draft. I was done with the pick, man. I'm still like trying to come around to the pick, you know what I'm saying, as far as the boy Slick Rick. I like his name, Slick Rick. That's a nasty name. For sure. What I take from this, though, is Debo gone. You know what I'm saying? Ayuk, the boy, him and Ayuk are close. They worked out all offseason. They were together at Arizona State. He's a pure route runner. What we were talking about, what we need to surround Brock Purdy around, not a gadget guy. We need a pure route runner, bro. And these two dudes are, Ayuk and him, Slick Rick, are pure route runners, bro. So I see where it's going. So I'm going to fall back and see how everything shake out. I want the offensive line. I want a corner. But today's a new day, bro. We're going to see how it shake out. I'm not going to jump on Kyle too much right now. I'm going to see how it shake out. And I'm gonna give y'all a better assessment once everything shake out. Go ahead, Kenny.
Let me ask you a question, TC. Do you, when you say
Jesse ain't here to cut you off, so you good?
When you say Debo's gone, do you think that happens now or next year? Are you online thinking how I am? Where this year I think things will stay with those two receivers, but next year is when they'll move on from one of them.
Debo might be gone tonight, bro.
He might be, but I doubt it.
Tonight?
I know. Yeah, I mean, if somebody offering 2 seconds and they get juicy, remember, it's a deep class, man, and they can move on. And I think if they move on tonight, it'd be for 2 second-rounders, bro, and they're going to probably eat some of his money, but he's going to get up out of here. Look how they moved on from Lance, man, and Armstead, bro. They gutless with, you know what I'm saying, when they come to that, though, bro. And Debo ain't no different, so – Debo could be gone tonight.
Well, I don't think he meant gutless. Yeah. I think he meant heartless.
Yeah, and also,
no, it's good. It's good, TC. We appreciate
let's,
you, brother.
Let's not compare Debo to Trey Lance. Trey Lance, I mean, you know, I like the guy, but he couldn't. He wasn't playing.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to play. So, and he wasn't going to play anytime soon because they think Brock is the franchise quarterback. So, yeah, get whatever you can from him. This is one of the things that kind of. I was already feeling the way I was feeling, but, you know, maybe TC and others, let me know what you think after hearing this when in regards to Debo or Ayuk being traded this year. Our guy Nick Wagner, he tweeted out earlier, he said, one thing that's not up for debate in this 49ers wide receiving discussion, trading either one of their top two guys now makes them markedly worse in 2024. With this likely being the last year Brock Purdy is this cheap, they are better off keeping both and making that decision next year. If it means less compensation in a trade, so be it. But adding a day two pick or two is unlikely to provide anything close to making up for what would be lost. And that's the same thing that I have. Like 2 seconds. Like you probably can get 2 seconds next year. Or if you lose, you know, value and it's two-thirds next year, all right, so be it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't outweigh being a worse team this upcoming season because they probably still think they can win a Super Bowl this year.
What type of – yeah, the noise is the noise yesterday when we were talking in that – I think it was Diana Rossini had that first tweet. It was close to draft time. It's probably about 3 o'clock. It was like, all right, like that's draft day stuff. Mm-hmm. That pick – like everything seemed to hit like 10.
Yeah.
And you know there was the Brandon Ayuk text to John Lynch that got out there about fire pick bro and or fire pick can't lie or whatever it was, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just became it looks like Debo's gone.
Mm. But I think people are off with that though cuz they talking about right now. I don't think Debo gone right now. I don't think he's gone this year. I think he's going to be gone next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people, when they say that, they're like, oh, they about to trade Debo. Like, now, like no, Debo going to be here next year. I believe
a little...
anything could happen today. Anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not just like, no, there's no way. It could be traded, but I don't see that happening. I see them, like Nick Wagner said, going through this year with those two and because there's really no financial reason not to. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you don't get an Aiyuk extension, he's still under contract. Mm-hmm. So there's no real and now we're past the draft, so first round pick, all this other, that's already gone, that potential compensation. There's no real reason to move on from these guys right now. Running back with these two, you got the young guy being an understudy. Juwan Jennings is back, and you see what you could do. That's how I would look to play it.
Manny isolated the audio from the commercial break, by the way. It's already...
Well, luckily for me, the comment was on the screen.
Well, thankfully...
Because, man, I swear the media is crazy.
Thankfully, the chatty house won't get a hold of Manny's video and circulate it all over the place as if he's talking about the Lakers. That would never happen. The chatty house wouldn't do that. So that's a good look from our crew right there. Shout out to the chatty house.
Once again, luckily for me, the comment was on the screen. Because I knew I can't trust you guys, man. I swear.
What?
Everybody always trying to do something fishy with your boy, man. It's crazy,
stand
man.
By.
It's crazy.
Just real quick.
About to bring the brooms out. That's a little unnecessary. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, McClatchy. I don't know if
talking about McClatchy lines. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
You see it on the screen.
It's actually, I don't see it on the screen.
What?
It's not there. If you check your,
bruh.
If you check your Twitter account, it like it's,
bruh.
I don't see, it's not there.
He moved. Come on, man. He cropped it a
certain
way. Come
on. Listen to yourself.
Come on, man.
Listen to yourself.
Wow.
Like there is now audio proof of you just emphatically stating the Lakers will not get swept.
No, because the Lakers are definitely getting their
ass. And they're
swept.
Your boys. And it's on.
They're definitely not my boys. And they're definitely getting swept.
Well,
how do I mean? Maybe
I don't know because.
That's a little unnecessary.
I mean, I don't know who else he could be talking about other than
McClatchy's high school baseball.
Oh, that doesn't even make sense.
Laguna Creek swept
that
him
doesn't even make
the
sense.
Week. Of course it makes sense. Everybody knows him CKM all but, day. Yeah, those are my boys.
But stop, like that stop. Comment just comes out of nowhere?
Stop.
Like, come on, Kenny.
Stop.
You got caught.
Now, look, first of all, Lakers absolutely getting swept. This thing's over. This
LeBron,
thing is over on
LeBron,
Saturday. When they play Saturday,
LeBron,
Sunday, it's over.
LeBron, and you know how you know it's over is LeBron's post game, where like every once in a while, LeBron does a post-mortem press conference before the season's actually over. And I caught a quote from the press conference and thought, I got to see this.
Yeah.
And, oh, it was one of those.
Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah.
Oh.
Over. He knows it's over.
Yeah, the king knows.
He knows it's over.
King knows.
And it's different because it's not some random meddling team in the NBA. But Lakers are going to go, what, 0-7 against the Nuggets this year? They've lost 12 straight, or maybe they're on their way to losing 12 straight.
Well,
but
I think they're at different stat than the one you're saying. I think they're at 8 straight playoff losses.
Oh, for sure. Well, I think it's if they get swept, it'll be 8 straight.
Oh, so
'cause I think the last
time
they played in the playoffs is when the Lakers beat them in 2009. So, yeah, I think they're at 7. If they get swept, it'll be 8 straight. Mm. But, yeah, this season, the 2023-2024 season, I think they're 0-7 against these guys. They might be 0-8 already.
So it might. So
I
what I think
times.
Is so they got swept last year?
Mm-hmm.
And that they lost their last. I think it's 8 straight. Period. 8 straight playoff losses in playoff games, not necessarily versus Denver.
Oh,
so yeah, so they obviously got eliminated in their series before. That's mm-hmm. the one, mm-hmm. the 4, the 3. They're at 8 straight losses now. 7 of them happen to be to the Denver Nuggets.
That's tough.
That's tough. And man, I didn't get a chance to talk to the guys about this, but. Mike Malone said something that we were talking about on the handoff yesterday. Mike Malone was like, yeah, there's a different level of confidence when you've won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, you know, because I think it was, I don't remember how the conversation got started, but, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday of feeling like Denver's just kind of a juggernaut and like they're just going to always like be there and you got to go through them.
Right.
And while I don't feel that way, I did. I did state yesterday that I think they have a different level of confidence now. Mm-hmm. And that's something that Minnesota's not going to have yet. That's something that Oklahoma City's not going to have yet. Mm-hmm. That's something that teams who move along in this, whether it's Sacramento or the Clippers or the Dallas Mavericks or New Orleans or whoever over the course of the next few years, they're not going to have that level of confidence that Denver has, because Denver's been through the tragedy mm-hmm. and the triumph.
Yeah.
And once you get to that triumph, you can play different.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Jokic was talking with his chest out yesterday. Michael Malone was talking with his chest out yesterday, and rightfully so. Those guys deserve it, man. They're playing incredible ball right now. And they were the only team yesterday to go up 3-0. No one else did it.
Yeah, well, in the official standings.
I guess that series started. Now that I think about it, it's the only series started.
Road team. Well, no, the other one.
That yesterday.
Yeah, the other one. Oh, no, the home team's one. Yeah, that's right. That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah. Road team one.
50 for Joe. We got to talk about Joe. We'll do that later.
Man. Because we had to literally run out of here before they cut us off, I didn't get my picks. I went 1-2 yesterday. I'm now 3-4 in predictions. I thought the Knicks and the Lakers were going to win yesterday.
Did we do the 4 o'clock bit yesterday? I don't think we did. We were in a really big hurry.
Which one?
No, you haven't got one right in a long time.
No, I did.
Time.
I did. Remember, because in winning.
Genuine. You did. Yeah, you did. Yeah. My bad.
That was 4, or was that?
No, that was the 4, because it's either.
Do we got the 410 or so? Do we have that one popping
off? Yeah, so we don't have anything today. We have absolutely nothing today. It's the random Bone Thugs and Harmony song. I think Complex does that to troll me. See you at the crossroads. All right, man. Okay. We've got a lot more NBA to talk about as the day progresses. If you want to get in on the phone lines, you most definitely can. Well, you know what? While we're here, because we're going to talk with Kyle. We'll get back to the 49ers. I want to talk about the Raiders pick as well. I've been reading a lot of articles about the Raiders and kind of what they do next. One just from The Athletic just popped up, but we're on basketball. Let's stay there. I mentioned Joel Embiid. He scored 50 last night. That was a tough look for my guy. Mm. I am a Joel Embiid fan. Mm-hmm. I believe he is gutting through something right now. He was super out of pocket yesterday on multiple occasions. Mm. The knee was tough because it looked like he did it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? But that play with Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah, that was foul.
Yeah, that you can't. That's not okay.
That was foul.
That's flagrant too. That's throwing him out.
Yeah.
That's throw him out territory.
Should have been. And I don't want to see Joel out of there. And look,
I don't know if you commend the refs for not doing it.
Yeah,
but
at the end of the day, that's one of the stars of the league, and you know we tune in to see guys like that.
Yeah,
but it's also not fair.
Like, yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, you cannot do that.
That was crazy.
And Tibbs had every right to be pissed off about that.
Yeah,
that was dirty.
That was
filthy.
Did you see your boy Draymond?
No.
I wish that. Oh man, I didn't save this one. I think I might be able to find.
Was it a tweet?
Yeah. So,
if that was me, I'd be put in front of the execution squad.
Let me see. So other people were talking about that too. They were like, if that was Draymond. Oh, here we go. So I think Draymond tweets out, Joel sells calls. I get it. But that no call in the midi was wild. And then some random guy, maybe a Knicks fan, says, but you have nothing to say about him grabbing Mitchell Robinson's legs in midair. LMAO. Effing dirty
ball. Oh, I see it.
And then Draymond goes, you had nothing to say when Sabonis grabbed my ankle mid-run, now did you? Fam, stop. Grabbed your ankle mid-run, huh?
That's a vicious ratio. Vicious ratio.
Grab my ankle mid-run. Stop, bro. Stop. Stop.
Oh, yeah. Kings fans got him. There's the stomp. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, Tyler was on his head.
Tyler put the stomp in there. Oh, I'm just looking.
His head.
Actually, let me not look at the The replies are usually fun. Let's look at the quote tweets. Quote tweets are usually there for the win. Oh, Drew the local guy got him. Drew the local guy posted the highlight reel. The prison highlight reel. Posted that one. Oh, there's Baby Rain. Got Baby Rain
baby
on there.
Rain. I thought the Baby Rain.
Baby Rain might be the winner. Oh, there's Kyron. Yep. All right. Yeah, they in here. Oh, there's Miss P. You know Miss P wasn't going to let that go.
Miss P always going to get them.
Oh, they hit him with the chalk outline. Run with Fox, hit him with the chalk outline.
Yo, the
I love it. Kings fans. First recorded. Oh, no. Jack the Kings fan said, first recorded case of CTE in the NBA. Heartbroken.
Draymond having that Menace mixtape is crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
How long is it? I think it's probably like a minute and a half.
Hold on, let me scroll
that's
back
just
up.
Just wild, punching people, kicking me.
It's a minute, yeah. Oh, I mean, and these are violent too. Oh, there's Rudy Gobert.
That's crazy, bro. How you have a Menace mixtape?
He
in
hit
the NBA.
This one of the wilder ones that doesn't get talked about is the Greco-Roman takedown he hit on Terrence Mann. Like he hit Terrence Mann like it was Suplex City.
See now.
Here, I'll retweet it so you can find it quickly. There it is. I just repeated. He hit Terrence Mann with a full-on Brock Lesnar Suplex City, bitch.
Didn't he do that to Anthony Davis too? Look at this guy. Yo, this guy's crazy.
He's just running around kicking people.
This guy is crazy. There's Domas.
I'm going to put this on the screen.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, I saw Terrence Mann.
You see that?
Oh, Steven Adams. Yo, is this one, it has to have the Celtics one where he, what's the move they do in wrestling where they flip him over? It's not the atomic drop. It's the.
The monkey flip?
I don't know, but you remember the one he did against the Celtics a couple years ago, like trying to set a screen? And I think he got Marcus Smart and flipped him over.
Oh, man. Is that one on here?
I'm waiting for
no,
it.
I'm putting the highlight reel on. Radio audience, don't worry. We'll walk you through this. This is spectacular. Here he is, the mixtape.
Man. I don't even think that one's on here. So that's crazy.
Here, get the Jordan Poole. But here's the I want y'all to get the Suplex City. There's the stomp. Oh, look. Yep. Grabbed his ankle. Look at that. Grabbed his ankle.
I'm looking at both of Sabonis' hands.
Yep. Grabbed his ankle right there.
Oh, man. I got to.
Okay. Here it is. Here's the takedown.
Come on, man.
This is Terrence Mann right here. He wraps him up. This is a textbook tackle. Boom, down he goes. Oh. Yeah. Come on, man.
That's 15 yards in the NFL at this point.
No, look at this play right here. Look at Draymond Green's feet. Look at watch Draymond Green's feet right there, and then boom.
Come on.
This is crazy. Yeah, that's a basketball play. That's a basketball play right there. He's pulling someone down by his jersey. Man. Here he comes, and oh, that's the famous. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
He's got his foot on the man's leg.
Oh, he hit him with the Roddy Piper finger poke. Oh, there, LeBron's dead. Oh, he killed LeBron. Oh, there's LeBron. Poor LeBron James. Man.
Hold on,
this
man.
Is an incredible reel.
I think I'm gonna bring it. I think I'm gonna bring it to the group chat because sure. It's on the shorts.
There's Davion.
I know you've seen it.
I said Davion. I meant Donovan.
You definitely. Oh damn, Justin Holiday got one. I know you've seen that the clip I'm talking about because everybody has. But he just he flips him over. It's not the atomic drop. What is it called when he does this?
Backdrop. Yeah, he hit him with a backdrop.
On the screen.
Yeah. He literally hit him with a backdrop. That's crazy. Wow.
Yo, that one was crazy.
He hit him with and that's not even on here.
That's what I'm saying. How's that one not on there? That's an all-timer.
This is incredible. No, I just want to get to the Domas stomp one more time.
This dude's wild, bro.
Look, here's one Domas hand. Here's two. Mid-run. There he is. Let's also scroll back. I love this. This is so great. This is just great content. One foot completely on the ground. The other one buried in Domas's midsection. And he's mid-run.
What's wrong with this dude,
man? It's the most delusional human being on the planet.
What's wrong with this dude? Well, we got the other angle. If you let it play, we got the other angle, the side angle, so we can get another look at it. Here we go. There he go. Look, as that clip takes off, he's just standing still. Mid-run. He's just standing still.
Mid-run.
Look at him. What?
Mid-run. Right there. Jump. And I'm out of here.
No, this dude's crazy, man. How you got a whole minute and a half minutes mixtape?
I have no idea. Absolutely no clue. We'll come back. I think Kyle Madsen will join us. If not, we'll shift our attention back to the draft. Either way, the Candlestick Chronicle boys will be with us at some point. Kyle Madsen, Chris Biederman in the 1 o'clock hour. James Hamm, final hour of the show. Keyword for your chance to win $500 coming up at 3 o'clock as well. Steelo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Watch the show live or on demand on Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook. Now, back to D-Lo and KC, presented by Sky River Casino.
Some major, major news potentially coming our way as it pertains to the NBA and their media rights deals. Looks like that. Oh, they're looking at something for streaming, and they're looking at something for 10 years. That wasn't an accident. Reports from The Athletic have Amazon Prime acquiring NBA broadcast rights for the next decade. We'll talk about that. Nothing's final. That's just the report out there. What that exactly means for ESPN and TNT, we'll learn as the days and the weeks progress, but that is major, major news. That speaks to, we talked a couple of days ago about things that the NBA was looking for. It's clear they were really, really confident in what they potentially had with Amazon Prime to allow that information to get out there. Because this report says it's a 10-year deal. This report says Amazon Prime streaming is a main focus. That's everything we were talking about on Monday.
Absolutely. The little
stuff does not get out there on accident.
No. A little follow-up tweet behind that. It's a landmark move in sports media history. It is expected that Prime Video's TV package Prime Video's TV package will include significant regular season and postseason games, perhaps even some conference finals.
Wow.
And you know, one of the things is we kind of broke this down loosely a little bit. I'm sure maybe some other numbers can be crunched to like be more specific. When we just looked at the numbers of cable and Amazon Prime, I mean, like,
yeah, it's not even close.
It's not even close.
It's not even close.
So this is streaming in general seems to be the move to make if you're in this position of, you know, having a new media rights deal. Plus, you can still have regular TV.
Yeah, we'll talk more about this later as you talk about monumental deals. No deal. More monumental than when Kyle Madsen joined ESPN 1320.
Yeah,
welcome,
wow.
The co-host of the Insiders here and the co-host of Candlestick Chronicles as well. Lots of 49ers coverage today. Lots of NFL coverage today. Let's start with the pick the 49ers made yesterday. Your initial thoughts when a wide receiver's name was called.
I wasn't shocked a wide receiver's name was called. I was pretty shocked it was Ricky Pearsall.
Okay.
Because the extent that I had looked at Ricky Pearsall was like, oh, that's a fine player. That's a second round player. Like that's just
really?
Kind of it. Like that's okay. Just that was the extent of it. And then you go read people smarter than me, and they're kind of in the same. It's like great, that's it. So that was a little bit like, man, that feels like a lot. But I think they tried to trade down. I just don't think that deal was available, especially knowing that that Buffalo at 32 was willing to trade down. So. If a team is looking to get up into one of those last two picks, they're like, hey, I can get 32 for cheaper than 31. I'm just going to go do that and let the Niners pick who they're going to pick.
I'm sure you both probably know this off the top of your head. Where did the 49ers draft today?
63 and 94.
Okay. Six. So is it?
I got their day three picks locked in, too.
would love them.
That's for the GOAT right there.
Yeah, I love them. But is it reasonable to think if he was slotted, say, middle of the second round, it would cost too much to move up from 60 to the middle of this, or 63 to the middle of the second round, yeah, and it might just be worth it to take him at 31.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
if you like him, obviously.
Yeah, I think with the draft we get so enamored with like upside, mm-hmm, and we get so enamored with height, weight, speed, and what can this guy be? Calvin Johnson? Can this guy be Barry Sanders? Like that's the line that everybody views these prospects through, because everything's an unknown. We know what they look like in college. We don't know what they're going to look like when they make this leap to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget, and I'm talking about this on the insiders, we forget that with wide receiver specifically, getting open and then catching the football are like two really important things. In fact, I would say the most important things right at the position. It's not like he's slow. He ran a 4.41. His speed shows up fine on tape. He's a really athletic player. Is he ever going to be a 1,500-yard guy? Probably not. But can he reliably be a 800-yard guy for a decade or whatever? Like, sure, like that, I could 100% see that. Maybe he gets to 1,000 a couple years where another receiver's hurt. But, yeah, he could just – I think they're hoping he can pencil in as the wide receiver two for the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. And – okay, it's not as exciting as Cooper DeJean might be, but it fills a need and it helps them bridge that gap between 2024 and 2025. And I think they have a lot of conviction that he's going to be a really good player. So that's kind of where it lands for me.
Where do you land with my thinking of this draft really being about depth? And like you just mentioned, bridging the gap between 2024 and 2025. And that's kind of what this pick symbolizes as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're looking for Slick Rick to come in and be offensive rookie of the year this year. But they're going to be looking for him to step in,
mm-hmm,
if the inevitable kind of happens where one of those receivers are going to be gone. Do you think that's their mindset for the entire draft?
Yeah, maybe. Unless they get into the middle of the second round and there's an offensive tackle that they think. Roger Rosengarten from Washington is a guy I keep picking out.
Is that their biggest position of need?
Yeah, definitely.
Where specifically?
What do you mean?
Like where on the offensive line?
Right tackle.
Right tackle.
Yeah, I think that to me is a spot where you need to find I think an upgrade there. Colton McKivitz isn't a disaster, but they could definitely upgrade. Mm-hmm. And then you need a long-term answer there, and then potentially a player who could flip to the left side. But I don't know if they're going to find that player necessarily at this point. Mm-hmm. But if they think, hey, that could be our starting right tackle, he will at worst compete with Colton McKivitz and probably beat him out, and they want to trade up in the second round, then I would be fine with that.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, there's not a lot of, to your point, there's not a lot of starting spots available. Mm-hmm. So I think it is a lot about, okay, can you contribute this year in the event somebody's hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Or with Pearsall, you know, if they're going to run some empty sets or whatever, can he get on the field for X amount of snaps? But, I mean, yeah, they could go get an offensive tackle who could start. They could go get a cornerback, I think, who could start. Mm. Might look for a safety, depending on how they feel about Talanoa Hufanga. But also, Talanoa Hufanga is one of those players that's like, yeah, no, he's probably not around after this year. Mm. So
you think so?
Why is that?
He's gonna get paid.
Oh,
like he's gonna
he's
get
too good.
He's gonna get, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not, and we'll see how he comes back off the ACL. If he's not the same player, then maybe he's cheap, and the Niners decide to keep him around. But I think he's a good football player, and he's gonna get more than the 49ers want to spend on a safety.
Why do you think the noise regarding the is it just simple math for people as to why the noise was so loud regarding Debo and Brandon Ayuk yesterday? Obviously, there's already stuff surrounding Brandon Ayuk now,
mm-hmm,
but Diana Rossini had the tweet before the draft,
mm-hmm,
about the 49ers moving up, involve, you know, Brandon Ayuk or Debo Samuel, a, mm-hmm, star wide receiver, and then they call the wide receiver's name, and then, like, again, I guess I understand at that point why the noise gets louder. Do you think it's just noise, or are the 49ers like actively trying to move on from, I would think, Debo, but we'll say one of their stud wide receivers?
I think they're actively listening. But my guess with the Debo thing,
that's different than actively looking.
Right. Yeah. I don't think they want to trade either one right now. Mm-hmm. I think 25, the Ricky Pearsall pick has more to do with 2025 than it does with 2024, to Kenny's point.
Mm-hmm.
Debo Samuel, I think, is gone after this year. I think this is Debo Samuel's last year with the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he gets traded to, unless the Patriots are like, here's 34 and our third round pick and a second next year.
And that was rumor. Right, like that was, well, maybe
the Patriots are pushing hard for Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, okay.
That's who they want. But I cannot fathom that the 49ers would trade him for anything other than a first round pick.
Yeah.
I will drag them every single day on this radio station until John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are fired. It's going to be me and TC. We're going to be up in here every single day if they trade Brandon Ayuk for something less than a first round pick.
TC ready to be an insider.
that would be insane.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think, here's what I think happened. Teams were calling about Ayuk in the 20s, and the Niners were like, no. Because Matt Barrows, reporting from The Athletic yesterday, Matt Barrows, Tim Kawakami, said the Niners were looking for like at the latest, a mid-first-round pick. So 13, 14, 15,
right.
something in that range. Maybe the Jags at 17, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they were kind of looking for. And then you hear that they're trying to get into the top 10. And I think they might have called the Falcons and been like, hey, you want to move off this? Like, here's what we got going on. Or maybe the Falcons called them. I don't know. But at some point, Debo Samuel's name came into the discussion. Mm-hmm. Where maybe the Steelers at 20 called and said, hey, 20 for Ayuk. And they went, no, but you can have Debo for 20.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I think his name kind of got lumped into all this. And now all of a sudden it turned into somehow that they're going to trade both of them or one of them. And it's more likely to be Samuel, but maybe not. And now Mike Silver is reporting that it's likely going to be a Debo trade that could come together before the draft starts. But then he's also saying he's opining that this could happen because...
Opining?
Yeah.
Is that a Kyle word or Michael Silver word?
That it's saying your opinion.
I never heard it said like that.
Opining?
Opining.
No, I haven't either.
That's opining is like giving an opinion.
I just haven't heard it before.
Okay.
Terrific.
You have Mike Silver.
What was your SAT score on the
1780?
All right, man.
I think.
Calm down.
1730.
Start there. Stop playing with these boys. Stop playing with them. Opiney.
Got me in the sack.
I'm gonna use that.
Stingers up.
Stingers all the way up.
Use that. I'm gonna use that.
I'm not gonna use it. I think I'd sound stupid if I said opiney.
Nah, you.
No, you. No. No doubt. You'd sound.
Sounds like something you do to furniture.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.